220 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
220 and 0, man. I beat that ESPN bitch with one punch, man. Hit him right in the face, man. Smacked him right in the fucking face. Hey, he deserved it, man. Listen, man. What's up, everybody? Charlie Zonoff. Pound for pound king, man. Hey, now you motherfuckers see it to believe it, man. 219 was recorded. You see, the thing is this, man. Like, these haters have... the reason why I mention haters is because all these guys are haters. Box rec fighters, regular troll haters, they're all from the same family. They're all one. They're all one team. And you know, they're against me. And like I said, these haters, they forget about them. I'm no longer going to watch their videos. And that's it. I've had enough, you know. I scored literally a great win 2 weeks ago, and I did not even have to fight. I don't know what. See, now I see everything that happens for a reason. I'm thinking, like, I just beat a black belt. Why am I? I take at least 4 weeks off after every fight. Why am I going so soon to fight to win again when I just beat a black belt martial artist and he was the best opponent, arguably, of all time that I've beaten? It was the best win of the year. It still is. You know, I mean, the best moral win, obviously, is what happened today when I beat, you know, Arnold Barbosa Jr. ESPN, fake wreck him, you know. Don't box wreck him. Google him. Fake wreck him. Yeah, if you fake wreck him, he's 18-0 on fake wreck. And he's 18-1 now, man. So, 0-1 in the eyes of the UBF. He's 0-1. Hear that? Joke wreck? So, you people have no logic. You have serious mental problems. And no matter who I beat, you talk nonstop shit. And I punched him in the face, and rightly so. Call it whatever you want. Call it attack. Call it assault. Call it a crime. Call it whatever the fuck you want. He deserved it. Look, if he, like, I saw some UFC fighter when I beat some black belt. No, not 219. No, a different opponent that I beat. So I seen some UFC guy at the gym, and he was respectful. He actually said, "Yeah, what's up, Charlie's on." "Yeah, man, you're fucking shit up, man. I'm not going to hit him." I was like, "Nah, come on, that's fucked up, you know, even though he's like an enemy, you know." And, well, not him specifically, but the UFC is not that, they're not as bad enemies as Boxrec is, like, you know, okay, me and Boxrec is like Charlie Zonoff being the king of boxing. Me and Boxrec is like United States, and Boxrec is like Al Qaeda. You know, it's like it's that kind of rivalry. Like I'm so much better than them, but the hatred, I mean, it's a rivalry on a hatred level. Meaning, you know, it's like 220 and 0. You can't compete against that. And see, all you idiots, you know, all these clowns, these mentally sick trolls, and you know, all of you, you know, like Mental Stanley, Troll TV, you know, Fake Belt, all of you, literally all of you that talk shit about my record, that put these quote-unquote marks on my 220-0, how can you do that when I beat Box Rec Clowns? You say that their records are legit, but they are losing to me. Since they're losing to me, that means my record is legit, and theirs is not. And even if theirs were legit, my record is far superior to their record because I beat them. What don't you understand? What is it so hard to understand? A fucking 3-year-old would be able to see. A blind man could see that I'm the greatest of all time. It's like I've been the GOAT forever, literally forever. No, seriously, since 2011, I've been the greatest of all time since I went as a Killer 6. On Carlos Vasquez. And you don't understand, I was in the ring, shadow boxing, punching the ring post, like, fuck. I was just so pumped up. I called out like over like 50 people. I'm like, dude, there's a ring. Well, let's go in the ring. What's every fucking? And the trainer even, there's some guy holding Mister. He's like, no, he was cool, man. He was, you know, the trainer himself asked me to teach him something, man. When a trainer asks you to teach him something in boxing, that's when you know that you are the fucking greatest. Because he's seen how fast I was. He's seen me hit the fucking bag and all that. He's seen me shadow box, and he's like, my God. He's like, I've been around from the 70s. He said, you're faster than Muhammad Ali. I told him, thank you. And, you know, he's like, oh, no shit, I'm faster than Muhammad Ali. But I didn't, you know, I showed some humility. I wasn't, you know, I didn't say, yeah, no shit, I'm way fat. You know, I act like that towards you haters because you faggots are arrogant with me and I'm arrogant with you. You fucking retards. Hey, eh? Sure got it coming today, huh? Don't worry, 221 is going to be recorded against the real fighter. Or maybe another paid professional actor. But see, these pussies don't want to fight on video because they know they're going to get exposed. Jill Zavala deserves a lot of credit because he fought on video. Wilder thought he was going to be, he thought I was easy prey because he was a lot bigger than me. And when I hit him with that left hook, kaboom, motherfucker. You know? An awakening. Then he woke the fuck up, man. When I hit him with that left hook. So, there you have it. And, yeah, a lot of, this is, a few people think, this is not the end. Well, I mean, this is not the last boxer guy that I beat. There's going to be more TV fighters that I beat. It feels surreal. I'm definitely going to get a hat. I should have got a 219 and no hat because it was recorded and everything. But I'm literally going to get a 220 and no hat because I beat a fucking TV fighter, and I hate them. I hate them with a passion. But it's like I said, it's more like when I knocked out Oleg Kud, when I knocked out Michael Barsky. But hey, at least this clown had a bogus 18-0 record or whatever the fuck. At least he had he was undefeated, and I gave him his first loss. And, yeah, it's like these retards are talking all this shit, man. It's like, you know, these mentally sick fucks, you know, denying my 200-plus win record, saying that you're 0-1. How the fuck can I be 0-1 if I'm beating undefeated fighters from the website that you consider real? The website that you consider legitimate, I'm beating the undefeated guys on that website. Therefore, I'm legitimately undefeated. I'm the greatest. The pace I'm going, 1,000-0 is not an impossibility. I mean, 500-0 is a given. I'm going to be 500-0. I plan to fight until I'm at least 50 years old. 45, 50, 55. Okay, 15 years minimum, 25 years maximum. That's how much longer I'm going to fight. I'm the greatest of all time. And I keep proving it and solidifying it. And it's just, I've done so much that I just, you know, after beating that black belt on video, it was a masterclass performance. The jabs were so fast. I'm thinking, man, it's like, that's it. I'm the best. I've done so much, and it's already March. It was February, and I was like the year barely began, and these clowns, these McGregor, Mayweather, they have not what fight. They're not fighters. They have not done anything. These are actors. I've already won 11 fights. 11 fights. 31 months consecutive, I've been boxing / fighting. I've been boxing for 31 months in a row since 2015 to 2018, 31 months consecutive. And something tells me I'm going to be back in April. Fuck, man, I'm the fucking best, man. Pound for pound number one, Charlie Zonoff, the greatest ever.